From the KTOO newsroom in Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea with this news update. When Americans buy guns, they're asked whether they use marijuana. If they say yes, they can't buy the gun. U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski wants to change that, and some Alaskan gun sellers, marijuana industry advocates, and local officials applaud the move. APRN and KTOO's Andrew Kitchenman reports.
Juneau Assembly member Jesse Keel owns several rifles and pistols, and he also supported the ballot question legalizing marijuana in Alaska. Keel was pleased when the Wall Street Journal reported that Senator Murkowski wants the federal government to stop asking whether gun buyers use marijuana.
Where you have a conflict between a federal law that maybe doesn't make a lot of sense and a privacy right that the Alaska Constitution respects and that now Alaska law respects, you have a weird situation with wiggle room. And that's not good public policy. It's not good public safety.
Murkowski asked U.S. Attorney General Loretta Lynch whether Lynch could change the policy requiring gun buyers to answer the question on the federal firearms transaction record if they're unlawful users of or addicted to marijuana, or if a new law is needed. The Department of Justice said in its response that the department was enforcing federal drug and gun control laws. In an email, Murkowski said she's disappointed with the reply because it reflects a bias against firearm owners. Some gun sellers don't like the question, including John Weedman. He's the general manager of Western Auto Marine, a Juneau store that sells guns. He says that with the change in state law, the federal question is outdated. Weedman says he hasn't heard concerns from customers.
If an applicant puts down on the form that they're not a user of marijuana, we have no way to verify one way or another on that, okay? And we have no obligation to do that. We have a reasonable suspicion they come in smelling like pot, then yeah, that's a different story.
What happens with federal enforcement of marijuana laws and how they interact with legalization in Alaska and other states will depend on the next attorney general. In Juneau, I'm Andrew Kitchenman.
Anchorage police have made an arrest in an attack on a woman jogging in July near East High School. Police on Wednesday arrested a 16-year-old boy in the attempted sexual assault. The woman was running in a wooded area of the bike trail system. She told police the suspect tried to overpower her, but she fought him off. Observations from patrol officers and DNA evidence played roles in the arrest. A University of Alaska Fairbanks study says climate change is having significant impacts on subsistence hunting and travel in communities across Alaska. KYUK reports that Assistant Professor Todd Brinkman led a team of researchers who collected data and gathered information from residents in four Alaska villages, Fort Yukon, Vienatai, Wainwright, and Kaktovik. As of today, the nation's northernmost community is in for a big change. The city, formerly known as Barrow, is officially restoring its traditional indigenous name. Back in October, by a margin of just 6 votes, residents in this town on the edge of the Arctic Ocean opted for the change.
And the new name for Barrow is Utqaqavik. Utqaqavik. Utqaqavik.
The traditional Inupiaq name refers to a place to gather wild roots. It's 40 degrees and overcast at Juneau International Airport. That's the latest from the KTOO Newsroom in Juneau. I'm Jeremy Shea.